Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today, unfortunately, we are here to talk about the movie Fireworks, or if you want to know the full name, Fireworks, Should We See It From the Side or the Bottom?
I seriously thought that was a joke.
No. No, that is the literal full name of it. Fireworks, Should We See It From the Side or the Bottom?
To be fair, not the best show in the world, not the best movie.
True.
Not the worst. Not the worst.
True. Again, this actually came out in August 2017. A couple of the producers for it, you might recognize them there, Rick. Aniplex, Toho, Lawson, HMV Entertainment, Toys Factory, JR East, Marketing and Communications, Kadokawa, Lion Corporation for producers. I mean,
I recognize the first two and the last one.
Yeah. And then a studio of Shaft, and the genres for this are romance, sci-fi, and it ran for about an hour and a half.
I figured, dude, there'd be psychedelic in there too.
Maybe confusion.
Yeah, maybe. Mystery would be a good one, because it's a mystery as to why you chose it.
It is a very big mystery indeed, and it will forever stay a mystery.
Well, I think I'll do the short synopsis for an overview real quick so that everyone's on the same page when we go ham in the shit that makes no sense.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
So this kid, main character, has a best friend who likes a girl, and that's basically it.
Yeah. Let's not forget that the girl finds a special round stone that apparently when you throw it causes you to go back to a particular point in time in the past, not too far back in the past, just a very particular point in time in the past that is somehow magically linked to the lighthouse.
Kind of.
A little.
So I have a theory. So there's, in my opinion, three different timelines you can follow in this movie. One, here's my complaints first and foremost. I don't like the characters at all. The one character I almost liked was Yusuke, only because it reminded me of Yu Yu Hakusho. So I mean, Yusuke Urameshi, I'm like, boom, I like this character already. And that was the high point for that character development, because they're, aside from being the best friend, there really wasn't much development beyond that.
Yeah, you get the idea that they've known each other for a really long time, kind of like how you and I have known each other for a long time. Of course, we've known each other a lot longer than they've been alive.
Yeah.
Of course, one thing that I did find interesting for the time repeat, you know, type of deal is that when he went back in time and altered a choice or something like that, it echoed and reflected all the way throughout. So you
like
got
a butterfly
effect. Yeah, exactly. So you got to see the immediate effect basically right away. The animation for this, though, the characters, the individuals, while they looked nice sometimes, I really wasn't that impressed with it. I found some of the animation a little wonky, really, really kind of bad at sometimes.
Well, you definitely know they splurged when it came to the fireworks themselves.
Yeah.
And they splurged when it came to the uniqueness of maybe 20 minutes of the movie. And everything else was just kind of like they half-assed it. When people were walking side by side, they just mirrored what the other one was doing, changing the face and the arms. That's literally all I saw.
Yeah, one of the things that I liked about this is, and where you could tell they spent a majority of their time, I feel, was actually in the background and the scenery. And they spent more time on that than they did the actual characters, the actual individuals. Like Nazuna, the main female protagonist, or Norimichi, the main male protagonist. They are there prominently, and yet the animation for them is not great, I would say.
Yeah, the background's clearer. Like, the focus was the background.
Yeah.
And I think they did that on purpose. And I think, personally, it meshed really well with what I think they were going for.
I do, too. I do, too. I'm not saying that it was... There was no reason for that. I just wish they focused at least a little bit more on the characters, on the individuals, to kind of bring that quality up a little bit more.
That's fair. Sorry, so going back to the timeline theory, because that's all it really is a theory. I believe that there are three different timelines and one honest timeline. Basically, what happens is your main character, I even forget his name. You just said it.
Norimichi.
And his best friend, Yusuke, go to a pool, and they are about to do a race. And oh, by the way, did you watch it with subs or dubs?
I watched it with subs.
So when they entered the pool and they see the female protagonist laying on the side of the pool, what did Yusuke say as he left?
He's gonna go drop the kids off at the pool.
Okay. So that the sub said that. The dub said, after a sight like that, I've got to go drop the kids off at the pool.
Yes.
This is after he saw his love interest, essentially. Now, do you think that was mistranslation as to going poop, or?
No, because the subs, for where I watched it, was English closed captioning, because you couldn't watch it with the original
proper sub.
Yeah. So the translation that I see, the subs that I see, is just the English closed captioning. And so what you heard is going to be the exact same thing that I read all the way across. So whether or not it's accurate to a T to how it actually should be is not known to me.
That was just confusing to me. I looked at that and went, that's got to be a mistranslation. So, but anyway, so they all decide to race, right? And our main character loses that race. And that sets off a chain of events where the main female protagonist decides to invite Yusuke to the fireworks festival. And in that storyline, for some reason, Yusuke decides to be a dick, because he was saying that he had a crush on the main character, on the female character, for what? Since kindergarten, I think they said?
Something. They didn't specify a grade. They just said elementary school. Okay.
And they're not 16. That's very obvious. They're probably in their 14, maybe 13.
Yeah. And in case you were even wondering about their age, even when Norimichi and Nazuna try to run away, she says, I can just lie about my age and say I'm 16. So you know for a fact that they're not even 16, that they are maybe at most maybe 14 is what I would say.
Yeah. You know, if they're talking about middle school, or if they're talking about elementary school, that means they're at least middle school, maybe even high school. So that would make sense to me. Anyway. The important part is that's when you see our main character look at a glass orb for the very first time. And this thing, they didn't skimp on the details. The female character found it in the first opening credits, I know.
Yeah.
but that's when he first like actually like pays attention to it when he's in the water.
Well, that's because that's the first time he's actually ever really able to see it.
Yeah, hands on. He sees it before as like a cursory, you know, this is kind of cool. But either way, the main thing there is he loses the race. The main female asks Yorichi, not Yorichi, Yusuke, to go see the fireworks. He stands her up for some weird reason, and he acts like she doesn't exist and he doesn't want her. And he pushes his friend to go out with her because he knows his friend likes her. Something happens where she tries to run away. Her parents catch her. And again, the main character's name, I'm going to keep asking because it was
You have two main characters, Nazuna and Noramichi. And it's not no reason why she's running away. Nazuna's running away because she doesn't want to have to actually move with her mom and her new dad or her mom's fiance, which is like the premise for the whole reason as to why the timeline keeps looping. Is she's trying to run away. Her mom comes there, sees her, and she's being taken away. He gets upset and he chucks it. And when he chucks that glass bead, because she drops it because she's being dragged back by her mom, it stops, it resets, and then they have the swimming race all over again. Except this time he actually wins. And then it just he ends up throwing it every time because he gets upset over something that is happening. And it's not exactly going the way he wants it to. And it doesn't reset it back super far back in the past. Just resets it back far enough for him to be able to make a small change before the impact actually happens.
Yes, but the catalyst for that is, if I would have just done this, and then he throws it, and it's not him doing that, brings him to the point after he's already completed that, which is one of the other three timelines. But in every timeline, she always asks him to save her.
Not quite. Okay. So there's one of the timelines, they're actually falling off. She doesn't ask him to save her, and he doesn't say anything about, I wish I did this, when he's falling off, when they are falling off the lighthouse. He throws it down. So it's not a matter of that happening. It's just a matter of a key point in time, I guess, that where the timelines began to diverge as opposed to how they're supposed to be, is what I'm assuming.
I would argue when they fall off the light tower, he throws it saying, if we never got caught. Because when they didn't get caught, they were put back on the train, and the train, they were able to hide from everybody. And the train went off in the water.
That's a weird thing to say as you throw it, falling down, potentially to your death.
He believes it's not going to die. He thinks he's going to get reset to a spot where he can fix it, you know?
Oh, he believes a lot of stuff, and he's also an idiot, but whatever. What do I know? I mean, half the premise is that. The other half is his group of friends are arguing on whether or not fireworks are flat or round.
Bro,
which
I had to look it up.
You're funny.
No, I'm being serious. Like, I was watching that, and I'm like, no, obviously it does this. And then the more I watched, I'm like, I mean, maybe? Only because I've seen, like, designs. Like, when a firework goes off and there's a smiley face, you're not going to see the smiley face 360 degrees around.
No, you're not. But usually when they're doing something like that, they're doing it for a particular group of audience that are going to be sitting in front of it, not everyone around.
So you're saying that the fireworks are flat?
No, it's round. It's most definitely round, but the design is going to be viewable one way.
Ah, okay. But that's where I was like, that's what messed up with my mind. I'm like, no, physics says an explosion goes in equal directions at the same time. Boom. But then I was like, well, maybe if they fire it up there and it explodes against a surface that's not flammable, it'll go up and down and around, and it'll be more two-dimensional. Dude, I was going off. I had to pause it and just like, I had to look it up. Like, it was bad. It was really bad. And I will say I'm not the only one, because I typed in "are fireworks," and the top search thing was "are fireworks round?" I'm like, okay. The second one is "do fireworks explode," or "are fireworks round or flat?" And I went, what the heck? Are you joking? I'm not the only one that looked this up, apparently. Although the first thing that popped up was a Reddit focused on this on this movie.
Well, I mean,
and I when I did pull it up, I found a really interesting well, it's not really interesting, something that coincides with my belief of a theory that happened, because every single time I was expecting, now maybe this is just me being cynical, but I was expecting abuse from home, and that's why she was running away. Thankfully, they did not go in that direction. They went in a much more wholesome direction.
Yeah.
Of she just didn't want to move with them. But it made no sense to me why she wanted to run away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you'll remember, she was talking about her dad.
Yeah.
And that he took her to the beach and then he didn't come back. But you obviously see him dead in the bay.
Yeah.
In his hand was this crystal ball that is the focus and the movement of the entire movie.
Yeah.
What if? Do we want to go on what ifs right now, or do we want to?
Sure, let's go on that what if.
Okay. What if she was dead the entire time? What I mean by that is you see her reach down and pick up that crystal. She falls in and drowns. And this is just him trying to cope with it.
No, because everyone else wouldn't be trying to cope with it either. And they all went to school with each other and they would have had serious issues with it. And not only that, they wouldn't have had that swimming point.
So I'll counter that with, how do we know any of that actually happened? Because the crap he was going through went further and further towards crazy. And at the very end, both he and she, the main two characters, were not in class.
Yeah.
Every single time a shift in the movie happened, it's almost immediately after her going, hey, please save me. Please help me. That's why I'm thinking, this is just a theory of mine, that she reached down to pick it up, fell over, and was going, help, save me. Him, being in the swim team, stopped his bike or fell over, whatever, because he got jostled right after he saw that. And he runs out to the ocean and he couldn't save her, even though she's saying, save me, save me. And the last thing you see her tell him is, hey, I wonder where we're going to meet again. And then she swims off into the ether. So the where my theory and this theory split is actually the very end, where the reason that they're both not there is my reason was she was dead and he didn't accept it and he just like went sick and didn't go to school. The other guy's theory was that she was dead, but he wasn't there because he was still looking for her. It's a huge off in the left field, but that's kind of the feeling I got. Like the entire time I was thinking either he hit his head and never came back up, or all this stuff was going on. Because you saw him when he's in the pool. I was assuming up until that point, it's real. He hits his ankle and he's still underwater. I was expecting when the screen went black and you saw that dripping, I was thinking it was him receiving CPR. I just assumed this was a big trippy dream.
So what you're saying is the point when he's gets to school after seeing her and the point and sees her in class and everything like that, and the point to where he's either CPR'd, that's the only true part of the movie. Or that all is a fat fragment of his imagination, and that he actually watched her drown, then went to school, saw her in class while at school, re-encountered the whole situation again after seeing her there at the pool with his friend who also saw her at the pool, and then died, had CPR, and the girl is actually a fragment of his imagination that his friend's able to talk to and interact with?
No. The CPR will happen one of two times in my head. For my theory to work.
Well, your theory is broken down immediately by the fact that one, she wasn't drowned, and two, that he didn't drown, and that you have to literally cut out an entire middle section and ignore the fact that she was actually seen and interacted with in general. So you have to ignore that whole fact.
No, you don't. And I'll explain why.
Okay.
If my assumption's correct, he dove in the very first time after her. That's when he's being resuscitated, and that's when he realizes it was all a messed up dream. Or everything it happened normally like the thing says, except he's resuscitated after the thing, after the
race. So he almost drowned and she's actually not dead, or she actually is dead and he almost drowned.
And the whole movie was a wash. Yeah, because at the very end, they were breathing underneath the water. And his biggest wish is that the day doesn't end.
But that doesn't mean that they died at the beginning. That doesn't mean they died in general, if anything. Because again, everyone mm-hmm. in class interacted with her. Everyone saw her.
And if they were all a fragment of his imagination because he was dying at the very beginning, that would make sense.
Yeah, but they didn't even show him doing that. They showed him driving by, cycling by. They showed her bending down and then standing back up. They showed nothing to even remotely suggest that she had fallen into the ocean, considering that she is, in fact, a swimmer, a better swimmer than both the boys.
Very good swimmer. I agree. I 100% agree with that.
And also, if that's true, why would they go through the trouble of factoring in the fact that her teacher received a letter from the girl about mm-hmm. her having to leave? And why would they have to factor in the fact that her mother and her soon-to-be stepfather gave her ice cream? She ate the ice cream, packed up the materials, suitcase was there. Father actually interacted with the boy and her, and the mother was actually dragging her back. Like, that whole thing wouldn't even come to a factor into his head. Like, he wouldn't even bother trying to fabricate or imagine her mom and father or her whole family situation, because he wouldn't even be privy to the fact that her mother's now engaged.
It could be for my theory to work. It could be built around something that would be familiar to him mm-hmm. because again, it cycles back to the save me, please save me.
Well, yeah, because she's being dragged away by her mom and she doesn't want to move away.
And it could be just him trying. And every time that happens.
Dude, you are reaching so hard.
Oh, I am.
So hard that it is like you're reaching into next year in the hopes that you can change one thing. I mean, like, dude, you are reaching so hard. That theory holds no weight. Okay, you're putting a piece of paper, mm-hmm. okay, a normal piece of paper in water under a waterfall and saying that it's still whole.
You're not seeing any tears.
I see a bunch of tears all over the place. It eventually evaporates into nothing.
If my theory held water, which again, I don't believe it does after watching all of it, it would make sense if that dripping was him being resuscitated. It wasn't, so that kind of screwed my theory up. But just suspend belief for half a second.
I can't even suspend belief for a fraction of a second, all right?
If she reached in there and picked up the same crystal that her dead dad had, mm-hmm. that was where the death in my head connected.
Okay.
I was thinking she fell in, he dove in after her. Everything after that point was just story building.
That like makes no sense, like at all. The movie in general made no sense, but you're making it worse. Like at most, I was going to give it a better score than what I'm initially doing. And now you're forcing me to defend it. And it's like, dude, it's a bad movie. You're forcing me to defend. I just kind of want to rate it a zero on principle now.
My theory there, I think, holds water only because nothing else really does. Can you explain any of it other than art?
Art.
I said other, you jerk. Yeah. No, but think of it. So
look, the only thing that even comes close, and I'll even give you the fact that it is a fragment of his imagination or something like that, or that okay. they're both drowning or whatever. I will give you the absolute best what if.
Okay.
Right. And I will say that your whole idea of that whole theory being true is, I want to say maybe the first, 30 seconds? 40 seconds of the movie?
Yeah, that's basically all I can base it on. Because if my theory is correct, all the rest of it happened in his head. I can't really explain why.
I mean, like, but if you're basing it off of that, then in that case, they're both dead and there's no point in this movie at all.
Well, at the end, who do you think is alive? Because we don't see the two main characters there anymore.
Like I said, they're dead, as in both of them are dead.
It was an interesting idea. I'm pretty sure you've experienced this at least once in your life where you just wished something that happened didn't.
I wish
anything for a do-over. I wish you never saw this.
Yeah. That's about it right there. I wish I never saw this. Not quite. I have enriched my life because of this movie. I now can officially say I've seen this and I don't get why people give it a 10, give it a perfect, or give it a great score, or say it's a great work of art or a masterful piece of art or anything of the like. I watched this movie and I could honestly say I was disappointed greatly.
Well, I mean, apparently you just don't have a good art eye.
No, I'm not saying the art was bad. I'm saying the art was good. I'm just saying the movie was bad. That's what I'm saying. So
have you ever heard of that blue abstract painting that was sold for millions?
There's a lot of paintings that get sold for millions. I mean, like, being that I'm such a big aficionado in the art world and I trade and deal with art all the time, that in the millions, and I just do this as a sociological experiment, I don't actually have to work. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh god,
sarcasm.
Oh, hardcore. So the painting I'm referring to is literally a canvas that somebody put a piece of tape down the center and painted blue, the entire canvas painted blue, and then removed the paint. I'm going to see if I can post a picture in Discord of what I'm referring to.
All right.
But it was sold for $43.8 million.
Ugh, I blow my nose with money like that. Chump change.
Well, you know.
I said, I don't actually have to work. I just do it as a sociological experiment.
Listen. This is not the Fable game that we play. We don't have that kind of money.
It's not the point, sir. Not the point.
I was gonna say, I could put this in the Fable house I have. I could make my whole house out of this with the amount of money I receive there.
All right. I know this is a little bit shorter of an episode, but you know what? I honestly don't have much more I could really say on this.
You know what I could say?
That you loved it and you want to give it a perfect 10?
Oh, perfect 10. I don't know what you're referring to. This was a masterpiece of art.
I bet it was. So on a scale of up to 10, sir, you would rate this a 10. I got you.
Yeah, right. No, in all honesty, the story was confusing. Art quality, the background was very impressive. And when you look at that little glass, whatever, bead, whatever it was, turned into a firework at the end of the day, that was impressive. The way they were able to refract all the light or give the impression of refracting light and having like a mirrored image inside of a mirrored image as it was twisting, that was phenomenal. Like, you totally know where they blew their budget for animation goes. And then there was times when our main character and his best friend were walking and you're like, okay, all you did was copy and paste a few times.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, that's not good. That's bad. I did like the idea of fixing your errors. Like, oh, if this one thing changed, how would my life differ? That was awesome. The premise was good. Would I watch it again? If I wanted to understand it, I think I'd have to, but I don't. So that leads me to do a 4.
Okay. I'm going to match your score. Actually, I'm also giving this a 4. Reason why I'm giving it a 4 is because the artwork, the background, the scenery was actually very well done. I enjoyed it greatly. The character animation, I didn't care for. The story was confusing. And it left an ending that kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. But the music the ending left a bad taste in my mouth.
There was no ending.
That's why it left a bad taste in my mouth.
You mean where they cut it off right before they finally told you what the hell happened?
Yep. That point right there.
I do agree with you, though. The music was on point.
Music was great. It was on point. And I at least enjoy the fact that they didn't go with a I'm being abused, so this is why I'm running away type of feeling. This is more along the lines of a little girl trying to run away from a situation she's not happy with.
Yeah, she doesn't want to move and leave her friends. So the only rational explanation is to take her friend with her and move anyway.
Exactly. That's it. So that's why I'm giving it a 4. So next week is your choice.
Next week is indeed my choice. And I think I'm going to stick on the movie idea. And this one came across my desk, so to speak. And I'm kind of interested in it. It's called Sin the Movie. Have you heard of it?
I haven't heard of it, but I've actually seen it come up on my feed. And I've actually been pretty interested in checking it out. It's a cyberpunk horror slash action type of movie. It came out in early 2000s.
Might be right up our alley.
Exactly.
We'll find out next week for sure.
Indeed. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Hope you enjoyed this week's choice, or if you're like us, you didn't really enjoy this week's choice, unfortunately. And hopefully next week's a better choice. We can only hope. Feel free to reach out to us, featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com, or at Those Anime Guys on Twitter, Featured Anime Podcast on Facebook, or if you want to join us in our Discord, feel free to do that too. Be happy to have you in there and talk to you about whatever's going on and animes and shows and movies that you're watching and how much you hate the movie that we actually chose this week, like Fireworks. We'll be happy to join you in the reminiscence of it too.
I wanted to like it more than I did. I really did.
Oh yeah. Well, it is what it is.
Long pause for it's a shit sandwich. You don't have to eat it.
That is very true. Well, and if you're listening to this on YouTube, feel free to leave a comment. I'd be happy to respond to you on there. Until next time, I'm Jack.
And if you didn't like this, it's just because you don't understand art. I'm Rick. And we'll see you next time.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.